All right, we'll start with John Newby. Go ahead, John.
Thank you. So, Nick, I was curious, when you look at all the different playoff teams over the years, there is always a hurdle that they run into, whether it's execution on pit road, lack of speed, you know, whatever it may be. When you're preparing for your second playoff appearance, I mean, what is the hurdle that you guys see that you'll have to overcome?
I would say the hurdle, I mean, I think it's never-ending battle speed. You know, the last couple races for us haven't been the best speed-wise, even though sometimes we've executed on every other aspect. So for me and my team, it's just about getting our speed back. That kind of dwindled in the last couple of races, and if we get that back, we'll be just fine.
And then the other thing I was curious about, with these different drivers that you competed against last year, I mean, obviously, you know, Ben Rhodes likes to be a threat because he's a two-time champion, but is it more of just kind of trying to overtake, like, Christian and Corey, or is there a different driver that you're kind of watching out for?
I mean, I think it's, you know, Christian, Corey, and Majeski, you know, all year, we've been neck and neck, and, you know, I think one of the races that stood out to me is Gateway, where we all almost scored the same point. So when you're racing people like that, right, you know, you can't really get yourself in a hole, because I would expect at least most of the time to be racing each of those guys. So you can't really dig yourself out of a hole, out of a points hole, when you're, you know, you guys are all finishing 1, 2, 3, 4 in stages, and 1, 2, 3, 4 at the end of the race. So I expect to continue to race those guys throughout the playoffs. And yeah, it's going to be tough.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next we're going to go to Jonathan Steele. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Nick, for being here. I just want to ask you, you know, you won Daytona, got that, you know, monkey off your back right away. How big was it getting a win early on the season, just for your growth, your learning, and now as you approach?
Yeah, I think Daytona was big just to merely win. It really didn't affect me playoff-wise, I feel like, because I think we executed well enough in the regular season to make it in on points anyway, but it was just winning, and all of last year I felt like that was the one area that I lacked in. So being able to get that one in Charlotte is good, and it was definitely great for me personally as a racetrack driver, but now it's just, you know, the more you win, the more you want to win, and the more you're expected to win, so we need to win more.
Any additional questions for Nick? All right, we'll go to Zach Albert. Go ahead, Zach.
Sorry, trying to unmute there. Nick, do you guys believe in momentum? I know the last three or four races haven't yielded the results that you guys had, say, in the springtime. Do you guys look at this as a clean slate or somewhere where you guys can start anew?
Yeah, I mean, for me, this is a clean slate. I wouldn't really say I believe in momentum, because I feel like, you know, I can, just as bad as we were in Richmond, we could be just as good in Milwaukee, and that's what I expect out of me and my team. So, yeah, I think the playoffs for us, it's a clean slate, and I'm going to look at all the tracks in the playoffs. I mean, they're all really good tracks for us that we've performed well. And won stages, you know, led laps either last year or earlier this year. So I expect big things out of me and my team in the playoffs, and I don't really think the last four races are going to affect us much.
And what's kind of the game plan for you guys for Milwaukee? Does that track kind of suit you, or what do you look forward to once you get there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wouldn't really say that track suits me. I don't feel like single track suits me, but you know, we ran good there last year and had an opportunity to win at the end, and I think that's the biggest thing I'm looking at, you know, consistency. We're going to get back to a place and a track that I have consistency, my team has consistency, you know, same truck, trying to put the same setup in it, and kind of touching our weak points last year, and ultimately I think Milwaukee's a good opportunity for us to win and lock ourselves into the round of 8.
Great, thank you.